This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. God, our shepherd, I'm not sure I want to be a sheep, just eating and drinking and blindly following whoever happens to be around. But I like the idea of your total protection of me. I like to think that you still offer your life for me as you did 2,000 years ago. And I think that if you feel like that about me, I want to follow you. Good Shepherd, help me to distinguish the thieves and the robbers, especially when they're disguised as people. Give me discernment in all I see and all I do, and act as a filter so that I and my soul may remain protected. Thank you, God, for being my good shepherd. Amen. Good morning.
No. I forgot.
Leadership. We all want good leadership, especially a good shepherd that will take us in and out of green pastures. We vote, hoping to elect it. We apply for jobs, hoping to work for it. And we go to school, hoping to be educated by it. But we do not always find it. We do not always find good leadership. In fact, many of the leaders that we place our trust into, we discover it is to be broken. And so we begin to wonder, what are we to do? Where are we to turn to find good leadership? The answer comes, I believe, from this fourth Sunday of Easter that we typically call Good Shepherd Sunday. A Sunday that reveals to us, not only along with the post-resurrection stories of Jesus appearing and reassuring his disciples, but an image that indeed comforts us with the life he brings to all who follow. The reading today draws very heavily from a metaphor that is very typical of Scripture and of our faith, the metaphor of the shepherd and the sheep. An image that is used by Jesus, very important to him, but also very true throughout the Old Testament. In fact, in the Old Testament, did you know that the following figures were shepherds? Abel, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, David, Amos, and many others. Even the kings of Israel were considered to be shepherds, guarding and protecting the flock of their kingdom. And so we quickly learn that the life of a shepherd is no unimportant task. It has something very important to teach to us. And of course, there is also that very beloved Psalm, Psalm 23, which tells us that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. And so Jesus very aptly uses this depiction and calls himself the Good Shepherd. So what are we to make of this image? Despite the fact that you and I live in a modern, urban, suburban, technological society, how are we to deal with this image of pasturing and farming and herding, which is so foreign to the vast majority of us? Despite the fact this image still is quite relevant and important in its message for us today. I believe that Jesus in this teaching gives perhaps the most powerful image and picture of who he truly is, as he reveals it in chapter 10 of John's Gospel today. He paints a portrait of a shepherd, a leader who truly cares for those that follow. The depiction of a shepherd is one of a shepherd leading sheep from the towns out quite a distance for a period of time. And while that shepherd is with his flock, he builds a corral, a pen, using rocks and stones that he can find out of the fields, creating this pen to keep them in safety when they are not grazing. Using the crude stones and the briars that are he is to find, he creates this pen, and then at the opening, he lays his own body there at night. As the sheep are safe inside, cannot get out unless they try to step over his body, which they won't do, and keeping the wolves out, because indeed, if they try to get in, they will wake that shepherd and not succeed in their task. He literally is the gate to that pen. I believe that you now can begin to see really what is going on with this image. And so the question becomes for us, how do we know if this is a good shepherd? I believe we can tell the difference between a good and bad shepherd, first of all, by looking at the shepherd, and secondly, by looking at the sheep. Let me explain. More than any other duty, the goal of the shepherd is to protect the sheep. This is how you know a good from a bad shepherd. Does the shepherd, does the leader have the interest, the best interest of the people at heart? Jesus says to us that there are predators out there trying to get into the sheep pen to devour the sheep. They may be coyotes and bears and cougars. They will try every trick in the book to enter into the pen, to gain control, to steal and to rob, and even to kill if they need to. Now, I don't think it takes much for us to see in this allegory that it portrays the reality of the world around us today. There are many predators out there. And Jesus reminds us how important it is that we, in being so vulnerable, need the guidance and the protection of one who truly cares for each and every one of us. And so our reading reminds us today that sometimes we are also our own worst enemy. You see, sheep don't do much to help the situation either. There's an interesting little comic strip about two sheep out in this gorgeous green pasture, grazing away. Suddenly a wolf comes along, captures the one, and remains there devouring it and having it for lunch. Suddenly the other sheep looks up from his eating and says, "Pretty good grazing around here, wouldn't you say?" So you see, they not only need protection from predators, they need protection from themselves. Now, I know many of us have always heard the fact that sheep are perhaps some of the dumbest animals in the animal kingdom. And that is true for three reasons. First of all, they're creatures of habit. They will stay on a hillside and graze there until that hillside becomes a desert wasteland. To their own destruction, they will stay there without even moving to the next hillside with the richer and greener grass. They are also creatures of bad hygiene. They will pollute that ground where they eat all the grass, where disease and parasites will grow. To their own ill health, they'll stand in their own waste. And thirdly, they are creatures with very heavy coats. As the fleece grows, it becomes very long and heavy on their bodies, weighing them down. It also gathers up debris and burrs and manure and mud. And if the sheep suddenly decides to lie down and it accidentally rolls over onto its back, guess what? It cannot get up. The shepherd must come along to get it back up onto its feet. And so, to their own destruction, they become burdened by things. And how true that is of us also. To our own destruction, we become burdened by the things of life. And so you see, protection is the major task of the shepherd. It alone determines what makes a good or bad shepherd. This leads now to the second point of the major task of the shepherd is to provide protection. It is because sheep are followers. By nature, they are followers. And guess what, brothers and sisters? Humans, by nature, are also followers. Let me reveal an interesting little story, a true story, about a young lady who applied to college. And as she's filling out the form, the questionnaire, she comes to that blank on the application that asked, "Are you a leader?" She wanted to be honest and very conscientious woman, so she replied, "No." Sent it off to the college, and she began to worry maybe this was going to get her into trouble. But before long, and to her surprise, she received a letter back from the college, and this is what it said. "Dear applicant, a study of the application forms reveals that this year our college will have 1,452 new leaders. We're accepting you because we feel it is imperative that they have at least one follower." Now, most of us do not think of ourselves as followers. We pride ourselves as leaders. But truth be told, the vast majority of us are not leaders. Outside of parenthood, we rarely are placed in a position with the ultimate care of others underneath us. Jesus recognizes this, that we are by nature followers, and that we need the care and the protection of one to provide for us. Sheep are followers. The voice of the one who is their leader, they know. And that is the only voice they will follow. They will not follow the voice of a stranger. So what are the needs of sheep? To follow, to be guided, and to be protected. And so, brothers and sisters, we too need to acknowledge that we need someone. Someone that will guide us and protect us through life. As we are called to accept God's selection, His Son, the Good Shepherd, Jesus, as our true Good Shepherd. For Jesus is the door, He is the gate to that abundant life that we each desire. And so He invites us to be a part of that fold. First, by recognizing that we are dependent upon God to give us true life. That we must listen to the voice of God to lead us and to guide us. And lastly, we need to follow. We, the baptized, the faithful, the sinful, and the forgiven, are the sheep of the fold of Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd. And as we depend on God, as we listen to His voice, and as we follow, we will know that abundant life that says, "I shall not be in want." And I will be able to boldly proclaim, "Surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." May it be so for each and every one of us today. Amen.